This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The headlines. Donor Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia proposes one sport, one state to strengthen sports in the Northeast. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik calls on the Vice President of India, C.P. Radhakrishnan, highlights state's steady and inclusive development. Joy, colour and exuberant celebrations from all walks of life marks the New Year's Eve in Shillong. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha launches Mukhyamantri Niramaya Arogya Abhiyan at Agartala. And now the news in detail. Donor Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia has stressed on the need for a focused and practical approach to strengthening sports in the Northeast. Proposing the concept of one sport, one state, he made the statement while co-chairing the fourth high-level task force meeting on promotion of sports in the Northeastern region through video conferencing along with Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla. Laying emphasis on the importance of coaching quality, talent scouting and grassroots competitions, Scindia focused on the idea of having structured tournaments from village to state levels while preparing discipline-specific case studies for each state. The minister last month had also emphasized on the one-sport discipline, one-state strategy as a key driver for structured and focused investment in sports development in the Northeast. The Mizoram Sports Minister, Secretary to the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, Manipur Chief Secretary and senior officers from the Northeastern states, donor and state sports departments attended the meeting. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, called on the Vice President of India, C.P. Radhakrishnan, at New Delhi on Wednesday. During the interaction, the Governor shared an overview of the state's steady and inclusive development, while highlighting the government of Arunachal Pradesh's unwavering commitment to contribute to the vision of Viksit Bharat. He further said that the energy, creativity and discipline of the younger generation are emerging as key drivers of the state's transformation and future leadership. The governor extended an invite to the vice president to visit Arunachal Pradesh. The governor also presented the vice president with a copy of Orchids of Arunachal Pradesh, a meticulously compiled, visually rich and comprehensive reference work. Joy, colour and exuberant celebrations from all walks of life marked the New Year's Eve in Shillong on Tuesday night as the city came alive to a truly festive spirit. Kindaila, to the heart of the city, witnessed a massive rush of revellers, including a large number of tourists who gathered to ring in the New Year. The Shillong Traffic Police had imposed strict traffic restrictions and diversions, particularly around Police Bazaar, following which many people were seen walking to Kindailad from Kachari Point. Despite the absence of any official state government program, the festive spirit remained undiminished, with several hotels, restaurants and private establishments across the city organizing special New Year's Eve celebrations and events. Meanwhile, tourists who thronged Meghalaya to celebrate the New Year praised the vibrant festive atmosphere in Shillong. Many said they were thoroughly enjoying their visit, describing the state as a place blessed with breathtaking landscapes, warm hospitality and a spirit of mutual respect for all faiths and religions. In view of the prevailing situation in neighbouring Bangladesh, the district magistrate of West Jayantia Hill district has imposed night curfew along the international border as Meghalaya shares a long 443 kilometres international border with Bangladesh, which is currently witnessing violent incidents. The order stated that the curfew will be imposed from 6 p.m. till 5 a.m. in the areas within 200 metres of the border. According to the order, the border areas of West Jayantia Hills remains vulnerable to illegal infiltration, movement of insurgent groups, smuggling networks and other unlawful activities that may threaten the peace and security of the district. The night hours in particular pose a risk of increased movement of such elements. Similar orders have also been issued by the district magistrate of West Garo Hills district in Meghalaya. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha on Wednesday formally launched the Mukhyamantri Niramaya Arogya Abhiyan at Pragya Bhavan, Agartala, with the aim of strengthening preventive health care across the state. Addressing the gathering, the Chief Minister said that the goal of the campaign is to achieve 100% success through collaborative efforts and a mission mode approach with active involvement of public representatives. Highlighting the growing burden of non-communicable diseases, NCDs, Dr. Saha stressed the importance of awareness, early detection and lifestyle changes. He said diseases such as hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, stroke and cancer are increasing, especially among people above 30 years of age, and often remain undetected for long periods. The campaign will be implemented in two phases every year, from January 1st to 14th and from July 1st to 14th, and will continue for 3 years, covering around 14.5 lakh people. The Transport Minister of Tripura, Sushanta Chaudhary, on Wednesday chaired a review meeting to assess the progress of projects approved under the Special Assistance to States for Capital Investment Scheme. The minister informed that the meeting also reviewed the progress of various ongoing works under the Transport Department. Emphasizing the importance of coordinated efforts among different departments, Chaudhary stated that the effective interdepartmental coordination is essential to ensure that the benefits of capital investment assistance reach the people of the state. He further noted that the Special Assistance to States for Capital Investment Initiative is playing a crucial role in strengthening Tripura's infrastructure, improving connectivity and accelerating overall and sustainable development across the state. As part of the Smart City Project, development work under the Riverfront Development Initiative along the Howrah River is currently underway in Agartala. The Agartala Municipal Corporation Mayor Deepak Majumdar on Wednesday inspected the progress of the ongoing work. The mayor stated that the project includes the construction of strong embankments for flood control, dredging operations, river cleansing, development of green spaces, walking tracks, cycling lanes and playgrounds. In addition, initiatives are being taken for proper waste management, water treatment and transforming the riverbanks into attractive public spaces to promote recreation and tourism. He further informed that the stretch from Bortola to Doshamighat is being developed with modern amenities such as decorative lighting, food stalls, parks and other public facilities. The people of Manipur celebrated the Imoino Yiratpa festival on Wednesday. The Meithei community of Manipur celebrates Imoino Yiratpa every year, and they regard the Imoino goddess as a goddess of wealth and prosperity. As part of the celebrations, every household offers fresh fish and a variety of vegetables and fruits with flowers to the Imoino goddess. In addition, prayers are also held. Moreover, the candle lighting in the street and public places are also common during the celebration. The Fisheries Department of Government of Manipur organized a Imoino fish fair at Imphal to provide local fishes, especially Walago Atu, which is used in the offerings to Imoino goddess on the occasion of Imoino Yiratpa festival. Meanwhile, the Governor of Manipur, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, and other public leaders of the state have greeted the people of Manipur on the occasion of Imoino Yiratpa festival. The Arunachal Pradesh contingent for the second edition of the Khelo India Beach Games 2026 was officially flagged off by the Director of Sports Department, Tadar Appa, during a ceremonial function on Wednesday. Arunachal Pradesh is participating in beach soccer for the first time at the Khelo India Beach Games. The event is scheduled to be held from 5th to 10th January at Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. Arunachal Pradesh will be competing in beach soccer, boys and girls, beach tug of war, boys and girls, and Penkak Silat. A total contingent of 53 members, including players, coaches and managers, will represent the state. The team will be led by Chief de Mission Nada Appa, the sports officer. And before we end, the headlines once again. Donor Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya proposes one sport, one state to strengthen sports in the Northeast. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnai calls on the Vice President of India C.P. Radhakrishnan highlights state steady and inclusive development. Joy, colour and exuberant celebrations from all walks of life marks the New Year's Eve in Shillong. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha launches Mukhyamantri Niramaya Arogya Abhiyan at Agartala. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.